Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to Nightly Pop. Happy Monday. If you're wondering why Nina and I are in this low-budget closet today, Hunter's still off. I'm currently shopping in Paris, and Nina's enjoying her time away from us.
Rest and relaxation, y'all. All right, but listen, for you, we are giving you a very special best-of episode from our 120-plus shows.
I don't know how.
120.
Crazy. I don't know where the time has gone. And we have to start with our very first episode when no one knew who the f*** we were.
Are you excited about Nightly Pop?
Am I excited about what?
What is Nightly Pop?
I don't know what it is.
What is it called?
Nightly Pop?
What day is it on?
What's that?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Oh, my God, wait. Is it the award?
What?
Is it a show with Martha Stewart on E?
What is Nightly Pop?
It sounds like a strip club in Atlanta. Hey, Nightly Pop, 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 pop.
Oh. Okay, should I answer that again? Because I'm like, am I up for the E Awards?
Nightly Pop. Wait, what's Nightly Pop?
All right, so that was kind of funny, slightly embarrassing, but we did have one important fan from day one, right?
Yep, totally. Hello? There is my girl. This really means a lot to me. It's the first night of the show, and there's no other guest I could have, you know, wished for more than you.
I'm sorry, what show?
You know, my new show, Nightly Pop. I DM'd you. I mean, you saw those DMs. They were seen.
We're close. I would love to, and I probably can do it maybe tomorrow or any other night, but I'm here for Revenge Body right now.
Well, no, see, the problem is that the show's only, it's one night a week, but, so.
Nightly Pop?
Right, I know, it's a little confusing, but it's
Nightly
actually
Pop,
just
one night a week.
Right, it's just on Mondays to start.
Oh, okay.
I told them the title was confusing.
Maybe it should be Monday Pop.
That's all like debatable, but we're probably gonna change the title now.
Maybe when you're on the network a little longer, you could pick the title.
I know, yeah, hopefully.
Okay.
Well, our show isn't always about jokes. We also bring some hard-hitting news.
I mean, it is true. We have booked some pretty big interviews in the past year. Welcome to a very special Nightly Pop. I'm here with the disgusting R. Kelly.
I've said nothing.
We just started the interview.
You can start a rumor on a guy like me just like that.
Oh, this is how we starting with the snap? Can you even cry on cue?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can you just calmly do an impression of a TV courtroom drama?
I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this.
So are you all right?
I hope this camera keep going.
Call the police.
My question for you, sir, is The Bachelor still a virgin?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Okay, yes you do, sir. Did Cassie and Colton finally?
I'm sorry?
Please quit dodging the question. Did Colton finally jump her fence?
Sitting here now, I do not know the answer to that. I'm sorry.
Our Nightly Pop team works hard, and sometimes we need to bond and reconnect.
That's right, and here are some behind-the-scenes look at those important team-building moments.
I watched a lot of Oprah last night, and I have an idea to fix the tension that's going on between the two of you, because I'm not going to be able to deal with it too much longer. Why don't we just be positive? We say one nice thing about each other. I will start. Morgan, I love that you are so outspoken. You always speak your truth.
Thank you, Nina.
Yes.
Hunter? What I love most about you is that you're just so not physically threatening. Do you know what I mean? You're like more of a meek personality. You're not somebody that's overbearing that I have to sort of get
through. I didn't
mean
it.
What I'm gonna do is stab you.
Oh my God. Let's do a trust fall, and that will bring us closer.
There's no way I'm gonna be able to hold her. She's top heavy and she's wobbly.
All right, I'm counting this down. 3, 2, 1.
He's like like spaghetti. He's slipping right through my fingers. Ow. I can't work like this. He did not even fall into my arms, and
is
they were
his leg
out for
broken?
Him. You guys, just want to thank everybody for coming today. This is not my show. This is our show. Every single one of you. It's all of our show. Yes, I have over 1 million followers on Instagram. That's not important. You know, Tom Ford invites me to dinner, which is also not going to be relevant to the show. What's important is that we are a family.
I think they said if we came around once. We going to HR.
I know.
Let's have a conversation.
So, we'll
you
get
stay
you
there.
After we're done.
You're on the haunted hayride.
I do slutty Halloween. I don't do this.
Sir, I will fight you. I will fight somebody tonight.
You know, I wasn't afraid of doing this thing until I did some research. Two people died on this last week.
Shut up.
Two female co-hosts. That's one.
That came too close.
Didn't you
that
see?
That came too close.
Oh, baby, I got you.
Yes.
We're gonna be okay. All right.
Unfortunately, team building isn't going to fix Hunter's thirst for women who are way out of his league.
I mean, yeah, he spent way too much of our time shooting his shot, but at least he keeps it creative.
Where's Hunter?
Sorry, oh. I was doing some last minute touches. You guys saw that Jennifer Lawrence got an engagement gift with her fiance. They got that painting.
Yes.
And I thought,
yes.
I want to get them a better engagement gift, so I went ahead and just spent all night painting my own.
Oh my God!
I'm concerned about the fact that he spent all night doing this, Nina.
Oh my goodness.
Jennifer Lawrence, if you want this.
Yeah, she doesn't.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with a guy named Hunter March.
What the f-?
He has some words for you.
If there's one celebrity who I'd want to see my DM, it would probably be Dua Lipa.
Who is it? This is Guy Hunter. He works in our office. He has a show on E! So, what do you say, ya?
Hunter, I really appreciate it. You're very kind, but I'm gonna have to pass. Yes!
Saw that and then realized I had to talk about it on this show and Necessary Realness. That's when I had to take a deep, hard look at myself and my career.
Well, I decided that I could slide into Normani's DMs.
Yes.
Or I could go into my backyard and do my morning shot of truth, which I do on my Instagram. First try.
No
and,
way.
Send it was it
not.
To Normani.
That was not the
it was
first
not
try.
The first
you
try.
Were
the first try. It was not the first
swear.
Try.
Also, let's stop playing this. No, no, no.
Oh,
no,
oh.
No. No, guys, this is after I got it. I was like, could I do that again? Could I?
Look at you better work that
no,
back, honey.
Can I, no! Can I, God!
What are the push-ups for?
Are you a convict?
The push-ups were to see if the basket was there.
Well, Hunter isn't the only one who's missed his shot on the show. Nina, you could have gotten Pilot Pete's rose.
I have nothing to say about that.
Hey, Nina. So I heard that creep Hunter has been hitting on you a bunch, but I think I have the solution. So buckle up, take a flight with Pilot Pete, join the Mile High Club, all right? But you'll have to hold on, because you got to expect some turbulence.
Boy, you wouldn't know what to do with all this. Goodbye. All right, so Morgan, you have had your own. Remember your Elizabeth Holmes face?
Yes, that was short and brief, but I still like the turtleneck.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, the Beehive is going after a star who said they flirted with Jay-Z.
What the hell are you doing with your voice?
I don't know what you're talking about. Also, we'll be discussing models who can actually read.
What? Morgan, are you doing the... She's doing the Elizabeth Holmes voice thing. Is that what you're doing?
Are you okay?
Nothing, Hunter. Shut your face hole. And we'll be talking about Ariana Grande's X-rated merch.
Morgan, it is obvious that you watched the HBO yeah. documentary, The Inventor, and now you're doing the same voice as that crazy woman.
You're doing the voice.
Like, I'm absolutely not. I've literally always talked like this, and you're just now hearing it. I'm beyond offended. But since I guys have you guys here, I want to talk about my new business.
Oh, my God.
So imagine this platform, flip-flops, but, like, see-through.
I'm so turned on right now.
All right, next up, we're giving awards to our favorite celebrities.
Uh-huh, and one stops by our set to quiz Morgan and Hunter on their favorite show.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Welcome back to our Best of Nightly Pop special. So Lizzo deserves all the awards, but none as special as ours. Mm-hmm.
Nobody twerks like she does. A few weeks ago, we crowned her Hollywood's top twerker. She has been busy, but now she is sharing her acceptance speech. Yes.
I just want to thank my ass clubs. I want to thank Big Girl Thongs. Oh, wow, so many people to thank, this is crazy. Cornbread, dressing, yams. Wow, my mama, that's where she get it from. And I want to thank my ancestors, African ancestors, and I want to thank God, period. Poop.
And then we have decided to give one to Bachelor in Paradise contestant John Paul Jones because, well, we made fun of him so much.
Well, listen, woo-hoo! This is an exciting award. It's for a visionary. Really, it's for a true icon. Mm-hmm.
It's an award for someone with zero gastrointestinal fortitude.
Right.
Splatter artist, similar to that of Jackson Pollock.
Our Vanguard Award for most puke on a dating reality show goes to Bachelor in Paradise's John Paul Jones! Woo!
Appreciate it. Mm. Oh.
Well, I can certainly say it's always an honor to be nominated for an MPA, but winning one is a dream come true. And I'd like to thank the Bachelor in Paradise team, Spicy Tacos, and my bitch-ass stomach.
Yeah!
Thank you guys. Speaking of Spicy Tacos and your bitch-ass stomach, my friend, cheers, John, to you being the celebrity that came.
We'll talk to your stomach later. Next, Morgan and Hunter, they had an ongoing joke that I didn't think was very funny about how they were huge fans of Power.
Which is true, because we are. Still watch it. Love it. Great show.
You know the show is over, right?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
All right. Well, listen, a special guest dropped in. He had a few words for them.
Power. Back tonight on Stars. Good show.
Cannot wait. Marathon for
some
us.
Fitty.
Y'all are so full of it. Y'all don't watch Power.
No, you know, we do. We tell you all the time. We watch
love it.
You know, I'm fed up. I'm fed up with the lies. And you know what? Today, I had to bring somebody on to just get the record straight and get y'all together.
Don't be nervous. We watch it.
I had to. Okay. Y'all so full of it.
Bring on Mr. Stars.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Man, thanks for having me. So you guys watch the show?
Oh, my
yes,
God.
Curtis, we love it.
Huge it's fans.
So this last season, you know, some
favorite season.
That was amazing. That's, you remember when that happened on that season?
The ending? I was like, I did not see that coming.
And when Gary came out, I was like, Gary, are you kidding?
They definitely don't watch the show.
No, we.
That's what I told her.
No, see, that's
Mr.
not true.
Sent,
no.
I was like, no, Mr. That's, Sent, I was like,
no. Okay, I'm going to tell y'all right now. Black man, take a sip of water. You better be careful.
No, Nina. But, you know, we did. What happened was we started the show and didn't understand the plot lines because they're so intense and serious. And I'm not personally smart enough to follow them.
She's so right.
And
she's really
so,
not.
And then I tried to explain it to him.
I understand. I understand.
He's scaring
me. I go through that
lot.
Kind of stuff myself.
Like right. What,
like Game of Thrones, like with the dragons and stuff. I was like.
We here at Nightly Pop try to keep you up on all the greatest moments in reality TV.
Exactly, like The Bachelor screaming like a girl or an idiot getting his stuck in a door.
Right. Everyone knows by now that Colton's a virgin. He says it's by choice, but I've got to think there might be another reason.
For someone who's never had sex before, he sure knows how it sounds.
I got so excited that I just said we should have sex right now.
through this door.
Babe, what's wrong?
I'm stuck.
Eric took so much of the ED medication that it caused extra swelling to happen.
And it hurts.
Just as she's trying to free my penis from the door with the rotary saw, I remember how terrible Katie is with tools.
No! Okay. Why would you put something that you're gonna need tomorrow in that thing?
Men are not bright. From not to hot is back, and it looks like a real mess.
No. Kidding.
I've gained a little bit of weight back, but I'm not ever gonna be 400 pounds again.
What are you doing?
Is she chowing down on stress, or is she eating for two?
It's total guilty pleasure material, but do we stan or
ban.
Do we ban?
Ban. Ban it, block it, get rid of it, burn it.
Burn it.
Well, and can we differentiate? Can we ban her, but can we just open the idea that a brownie on pizza might be good?
Oh, my God.
This, to me, I just don't ever want to mix those tastes. Oh.
Chow.
I mean, I'm hungover.
I'm sorry, but them
that.
Bracelets, them bracelets is holding something together. Because she's got to give them up.
I mean,
you know, and I am here for my thick ladies, but not everything is for you. Okay? Bitch, you need some bracelets with a little breath in them.
Yeah.
Okay?
They got a little
you
stuck.
You look crazy.
They got a little stuck.
You got us plus size women out here looking crazy, June. Get it together. Yeah.
They want us to get into a line like peasants waiting to be squirted.
who thought it was fun or a good idea to give Lindsay Lohan anything with a trigger?
You know what? I do, because I think that that is unbelievable what just happened.
And Live PD may not win an Emmy, but it's my favorite reality show because I think it's real.
Yes, and real people getting caught doing stupid is always a Nightly Pop favorite. These cops get called to a Montana hotel where a drunk guy took the shag carpet way too literally.
Okay. Oh! Is he naked?
Just got a call from these two here. I found him laying on the dirt having sex with the floor.
No!
Montana.
F***ing Montana.
So if you're gonna f***ing rug, do it in your room. This lady jumped into the lion enclosure at the Bronx Zoo. Mm. They've finally identified the lady, and she even posted a video of herself of her messing with the lion.
The reason that the lion's not moving forward is there is a, like, a trench and a moat. That thing could cross it if it wanted. But I also think you don't really want stupid meat. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, you don't.
Yeah, it's just, it tastes dumb.
All of a sudden, I see, like, the bison charging me. I've heard from his story, just stay still so it doesn't come charging at you again.
Luckily, that worked. She learned that from the guy she was there on a date with. Yep, Kyler Burgess was gored and trampled by a bison at this same state park back in June.
So he gets attacked by the bison and is like, baby, you want to get turned on? Let's go get you attacked by a bison, and brings her to the same spot. And now that dip is in a hospital bed.
She looks like she's going to stay with this dumbass. This is not okay. Coming up, we explore hot trends that people probably shouldn't be following.
And our producers force us to play a fun game where we get bitten by animals. Good times. Welcome back. We're continuing our special episode with Love Advice. Sometimes people ask the internet for some crazy advice.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we do our very best to help them or just make fun of them.
Make fun of them, usually.
Which piece of advice is worse?
Okay.
One, press a fork, parentheses firmly, but don't break the skin or anything, into different parts of his body, his butt cheeks, his pecs, and his thighs. or cook dinner topless, apply a little bit of that tomato sauce to your nipple, make sure it's not too hot, ask your man, is that spicy enough?
Okay, since I have breasts that don't even fit into Victoria's Secret, me putting some marinara on these things, I'm gonna use a whole jar, so no thank you, that's a lot of money. We still gotta have dinner afterwards. Excuse me.
So we pick different ones. You wanna go ahead and get some marinara on your nips, right?
Right.
And you're doing the fork.
I have to, I guess, but I don't wanna clean that.
Well.
Okay, hey, so guys, it's Mary Nichols.
Nina's forking tonight, okay?
I'm
so
not.
That's what she picked. It's what she picked.
Just
remove your vacuum attachment so it's just a plain hose. While you're wearing underwear, have him turn it on low for a sexy sucking sensation. I've got a Dyson. That thing would rip me apart. across an ottoman and tell him, Professor Wankerton, I've been bad and I need a spanking.
Professor Wankerton? If I call my man Professor Wankerton, he would call me an Uber.
And if you're a regular viewer, you'll know that our Trends with Benefits segment is a Nightly Pop staple.
It is. You'll also know by trends, we mean weird, and by benefit, we mean not so much. Well, someone finally thought of a solution. Bra coolers are freezable ice inserts for your bra. Genius. No.
Apparently, these boob coolers will it'll make your bra stay at 58 degrees, which obviously begs the question. Uh-huh. What temperature are your boobs naturally? So I brought in a thermometer.
You better not have brought them. You did not bring a thermometer.
To just put it under. I know.
Are you going to do it?
Pull down more.
No, you know this.
I'm not. I got to see the temperature.
Screwdriver?
91 degrees so far.
Is it?
Bitch is cooking.
And last, we have a stupid game our sadistic producers forced us to play for our Halloween episode. Remember that?
Uh-huh, I do. Ick in the Box was a brilliant way to torture us with trivia.
Mm-hmm. And y'all can still go to hell.
How many dogs did Miley get to keep in her divorce from Liam?
2.
4.
I'm going to say 3. That way, guaranteed, I'm not the furthest.
It's 7.
So I'm right.
Nina said 2.
All right, and don't forget, you also have to guess at what it is.
Nina.
You think you're getting closer, but you still haven't gotten inside the box.
Are you guys crazy? Are you crazy? I will quit this show now.
At least you'll be the friend.
Are y'all crazy?
Let's make it a rule. If you don't want to put your hand in the box, be better at guessing. New rule.
There you go.
New rule.
Get the answer right.
Get the answer right.
How much is this casserole dish from Goop?
$70.
No, I got this.
Okay, it is $900.
Uh-oh, I think it's $535.
It is $1,220 for a casserole.
Morgan!
I am also menstrual, so what if the animal knows that?
And don't squeeze.
You got this.
No!
It moved up! It's moving!
It's a live animal.
No,
we didn't put dead animals in the box.
It is lifting.
Just be careful.
Seth, the game is over. What the f*** is this?
Oh my God.
Put your hand in there.
Are you guys crazy? You guys, take it away. Get it out of here.
The face is facing me. We're making eye contact. It's a chinchilla?
It's a chinchilla.
Very well done.
I know my minx.
Enough trauma for one show. That's it for today. We'll be back.
All right, that's it for our special show. Tomorrow we'll be back with your normal, irregularly scheduled Nightly Pop.
Yes. Thank you for sticking with us through 100 and whatever episodes. We love you.